Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the results presentation. Federal Partners Group Limited, Hong Kong Stock Code 806, today announces 2015 final results for the year ended 31st December 2015. The management team will go through with you the financial and business performance of the company. The presentation will last for around 20 minutes. Here on our side, we have Federal Partners Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Timothy Zee, and Head of Finance, Ms. I.C. Wong. Ms. Wong will now begin the presentation.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the investor call of our 2015 full-year results. I'm I.C. Wong, Head of Finance of Federal Partners. Our presentation today is composed of three sections. I will first go through our financial highlights. After that, Mr. Timothy Seh, our CEO, will give you an overview of our business highlights. We'll then open the floor for questions. 2015 was undoubtedly a year of volatility. While China's stock market started the year with a strong rally, it made a sharp turn in the middle of the year and entered into a market crash. In Hong Kong, our fund industry also felt the heat of China's market meltdown. According to Hong Kong Investment Funds Association, net sales of retail funds in the industry fell 76% in 2015 from a year earlier. Despite the difficult environment, we are grateful that net sales of Federal Partners surged 115% to a record high of $4 billion. The substantial increase demonstrates our resilience in capturing inflows in a turbulent market. The surge in net inflow also bolstered the group year-end assets under management to an all-time high of $15.6 billion in 2015. However, the stock market turbulence in China did take its toll on the overall income for the group, especially on performance fees. During the year, performance fees declined as returns for most of the relevant funds under management did not exceed their previous high watermarks. However, it is worth to note that a meaningful portion of our performance fees were already crystallized from some China mandates in the first half of 2015. Meanwhile, as the performance fee for most of our own brand funds are crystallized at the end of each year, we have been diversifying the crystallization dates to smoothen out the contribution from performance fees. Next, another drag on our bottom line is the recognition of expenses related to the grant of employee stock options. I would like to highlight that this is a non-cash accounting expense that has no impact on our cash flow. In fact, the last time we issued such stock options was already in 2012. Lastly, the absence of net fair value gains and realized gains from our treasury operations also adds pressure to our bottom line. During the year, a modest loss of 31 million Hong Kong dollars was recorded. As a result, net profits of the group decreased 66% year-on-year to 274 million Hong Kong dollars. However, the group's core business remained solid. On slide 8, you can see that management fees, our major revenue contributor, increased 53% to 1.1 billion Hong Kong dollars on the back of AUM growth, offsetting the decline in performance fee from 659 million to 309 million Hong Kong dollars. Total revenue of the group rose 11% to 1.8 billion Hong Kong dollars. Taking out the impact of share option expense and other gains or losses, operating profits, which reflects our core earnings, stood at 616 million Hong Kong dollars, only fell 18% from 754 million a year ago. While we continue to invest for future growth, we also maintained stringent cost discipline. During the year, we kept fixed costs of our fund management business well covered by net management fees. Fixed cost coverage ratio of the group increased to 2.8 times from 2.6 times a year ago, demonstrating the operating leverage of our fund management business. In addition to operating the fund management business, the group also engaged in small loan business in Chengdu in China, During the year, our small loan business remained profitable. With cash flow of the group remained strong, we are pleased to propose a final dividend of 0.10 per share, and also a special dividend of 0.06 per share. This is the end of our financial highlights. Let me pass on to Tim, our CEO, to go through our business highlights.
Thank you. Thank you, Icy. Our core business remained solid in 2015, despite extreme volatilities in the market. During the year, we remained highly focused on our key priorities, in which we continued to invest and upgrade our infrastructure. To start with, we have broadened our product platform. Over the years, Fellow Partners has been well-recognized as an equity expert. We have been in the market for 23 years since we launched our flagship fund, Fellow Partners Classic Fund, in 1993. However, market cycles have become shorter and less certain than ever. Against this backdrop, it's important that we offer solutions that perform in different market cycles. In this regard, we have rolled out our first multi-asset fund in November last year, seeking to help investors to navigate through ups and downs in the market. Meanwhile, we have also strengthened our equity capabilities by launching a series of equity funds in Hong Kong, Europe, Malaysia, and the U.S. While investor confidence fell everywhere, our High Dividend Stock Fund, which is our largest own brand fund, brought in $1.5 billion of net inflows. During the year, we further introduced this popular strategy in new markets. In June, we partnered with Evan Huang Asset Management in Malaysia and launched the Evan Huang Dividend Value Fund. In December, we rolled out our first retail fund in the U.S., the Aston Fellow Partners Asia Dividend Fund. On the fixed income side, our Greater China High Yield Income Fund attracted $1.3 billion of net inflows during the year, making it one of the group's top three contributing funds. Our second focus in 2015 was to continue growing our distribution network. In 2015, net sales of the group more than doubled from a year earlier to a record high of $4 billion. It was mainly driven by inflows gathered through our extensive distribution network, which covers retail bank, private banks, and insurance companies. On slide 14, you can see a list of our key channels. During the year, we have strengthened our ties with top-tier retail and private banks. We became a preferred partner of one of the world's biggest banks and add a number of banks, including a leading Chinese bank, in our distribution network. In addition, we have further deepened our strategic tie with one of the biggest banks in China. Moving to slide 15, our China business is another focus. 2015 was a milestone year. We took a step forward in building our own brand funds in China and generate meaningful contribution. Net sales from China almost doubled in 2015 from a year earlier. Over the years, we have been penetrating China's private fund and also institutional funds markets. We are also planning to enter the public fund market through the mutual recognition scheme. On private funds, we have been tapping high-net-worth individuals through our WFOE in Shanghai. Last year, our WFOE has won the QDLP qualification. With an initial quota of $100 million, we have partnered with a number of Chinese banks and wealth management companies in rolling out our own brand cross-border private funds for high-net-worth investors in China. As for entering the public fund market in China, our flagship fund, Fellow Partners Classic Fund, has become one of the pioneer law firm mutual recognition funds that have been meet for CSRC approval. While we are waiting for the green light, we are in close discussion with the distributors, including banks, securities companies, wealth management companies, and online finance companies to carry our funds on their platforms. On the institutional front, we continue to strengthen our ties with ICBC, which started in 2013. During the year, we worked with different ICBC units on a number of cross-border products, including both equity and fixed income funds. Meanwhile, we are also eyeing opportunities in the Chinese insurance space, as Chinese insurers are actively seeking overseas investment to enhance yield and also to diversify their portfolios. After fulfilling the overseas mandate qualification requirement of CIRC in 2015, Fellow Partners won a cross-border mandate from one of the listed China insurers. Across the thread, we are reshaping our Taiwan business with a focus on institutional investors. We have noticed that Taiwan's life insurance companies are becoming more interested in overseas investment, and they are managing huge size of assets. In this regard, we have increased our reach to major life insurance player in Taiwan, and we are glad to see that net sales contribution from our Taiwan business increased in 2015. Outside of Greater China, we have been leveraging our best-selling investment strategies to build up our presence in key markets, including Singapore, Malaysia, US, and Europe. In 2015, our wholly owned subsidiary, Fellow Partners Asset Management Singapore, was granted the license to offer investment products and services to accredited investors and institutional investors in Singapore. In June, it partnered with Epping Huan Asset Management, one of the top five asset managers in Malaysia, in launching Epping Huan Dividend Value Fund, a feeder fund that invests in Fellow Partners High Dividend Stock Fund. The defensive strategy of the feeder fund was well received in the market, generating decent inflow to the group and further expanding our product reach in Southeast Asia. Moving to the other side of the group, our experienced management team and disciplined investment process has brought us into partnership with Aston Asset Management, an affiliate of Affiliate Managers Group, which holds a 7% stake in Fellow Partners. In December 2015, Aston Fellow Partners Asia Dividend Fund was rolled out in the US, marking our first product launch in the US retail market and strengthening our strategic collaboration with Aston and AMG. Meanwhile, we are also making inroads into Europe, where we seek to leverage our partnership in Asia to enter the giant market. To facilitate our penetration, we have been extending our UC product range and looking into initiatives to distribute our funds in key European markets. Before we open the floor for questions, I would like to highlight the major awards and recognitions received over the past year. As one of the longest standing asset management companies in Asia, Fellow Partners has been named the best asset management house over the last 20 years in Asia Asset Management's 2015 Best of the Best Awards. This is a regional title recognizing the long-term performance of an asset manager over the past two decades. Meanwhile, effective 14 September 2015, Fellow Partners has become a member stock of the Hang Seng Composite Mid-Cap Index, reflecting the increasing market size and trading volume of our shares. Furthermore, as a member of the Mid-Cap Index, we were also included in the list of southbound stocks under the Shanghai Hong Kong Stock Connect, increasing our presence among mainland investors. This is the end of our presentation. Thank you.